So, Gully, Bujo, and you just heard Mitch Walking Elk. The song was entitled What You Doing Tonight from his album Indians. And now we are going to listen to some community announcements with Mary Lou. Oh,
thanks, Dan. We don't have all that many announcements this week. We're waiting for the new Nameron newsletter, which will be coming out. The deadline for the newsletter is on the 15th of each month. So if you have any news, let them know at 672-0131. There will be a bingo happening this Friday at 7 o'clock at the Pot of Gold. It's the Pot of Gold Palace at 1154 Hamilton Road. Volunteers are needed, and if you can spare some time or spare some cash to play the bingo, please come out. Also, for the fundraising for the powwow, they're having meals for sale. Next Friday at 12 o'clock, they'll be selling some Indian tacos. And on the following Friday, they'll be having a smelt fry. And the following Friday after that, it'll be some corn soup. And that day only, on the 29th, they'll be serving at 11 o'clock. But the rest of the days will be serving at 12 o'clock, and they also need volunteers for that. So if you can help them out, it's 672-0131. there's a conference about to happen called it's Many Nations But One People Alliance Unity Conference at Kanawaki Mohawk Sovereign Territory near Montreal, Canada on May 23rd through May 25th, 1992. The most important issue for Native Americans in the 21st century is, are we still a separate, distinct people with a future, or doomed to extinction by forced assimilation? All Indigenous people welcome, non-Indian people by invitation only. This is sponsored by the League of Indigenous Sovereign Nations of the Western Hemisphere, P.O. Box 131, Echo Creek, MD 20607. The telephone number is 301-932-0808. And this is the agenda. On Friday, May 22nd, there will be a welcome by traditional Mohawk people. On Saturday, May 23rd, there will be a sunrise ceremony. The breakfast is at 8 o'clock. There will be an opening address and introductions of Indigenous representatives, opening statements of Dikanewidi's dreams and LSIN's goals, introduction of LISN goals. There will be a question period and lunch. There'll be an open forum and discussion of pledge, wampum or pipe, citizens of the league, next meeting of the league. Dinner will be at 7, followed by a social. On Sunday, there'll be a breakfast at 8 o'clock and the opening prayer ceremony, presentation of the day's format. Workshops include code of ethics, membership, constitution, fundraising, incorporation, declaration of principles, support groups, participation. Lunch is at 12 o'clock. There will be other workshops in the afternoon, but they're not listed. And on Monday, it's just a summary and a closing ceremony and prayer. So the number to contact again is area code 301-932-0808. And I'm pleased to announce that Wichkaig, which is London's chapter of Canadian in Alliance and Solidarity with Native Peoples, we'll be bringing Milton Bourne with a Tooth back to town. And he's going to be at Namur Friendship Center on Wednesday, May 13th at 7:30 p.m. And also that evening, Crystal Kiwiash will be there from Wapool Island. And that's all I have for now.
Okay. Yahweh, Mary Lou. I'd just like to say Yahweh to Howard Elijah, too, for sharing those wise words with us, because you know, words like that in the spirit of cooperation are what we need to hear today, because as we're all healing, those are very healing, nurturing words to be shared. I'd just like to say that there's going to be on May the 30th a 10-mile walk for proceeds to go to the Tiniyunkwa Lihoda Learning Center. If you're watching television this weekend, tonight at 9:30, from 9:30 to 10 o'clock, there's a show entitled My Partners, My People. And tonight there's going to be a feature on Tantu Cardinal. Tantu was in the movie Dances with Wolves. She was in the CBC production Loyalties. And she was in many others, as well as Black Robe. On Monday, there is going to be the premiere of Millennium. It's going to be shown on PBS, that's Channel 54 Erie, from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock, followed by the second installment from 10 o'clock to 11. So if you're watching television, I just like to update you on that. And regarding the Lone Fighters Communication Network, on January 23rd, 92, the Supreme Court of Canada upheld a decision that the Old Man River Dam is illegal. It also stated that regulations are laws, not guidelines, and must be enforced. They are not at the minister's discretion. The federal government has not made a move to enforce the laws. The dam is now complete. The last valve has been closed. It is hot in Alberta, and the spring runoff from the mountains will be starting soon, which will then flood the began land behind the dam. So come on out and listen to Milton Born with a Tooth. I'm sure you're going to hear some healing, wise words from him as well. And we will have Chief Al Day next week featured on Smoke Signals. So till next week, we're going to say goodbye with the song from Joanne Shenandoah and Paul Ortega. The song is entitled A Prayer for a Sundancer from the album Loving Ways. Onagiwahe Kwamen. See you next week.